The other thing that religions know is we're not just brains. We are also bodies. And when they teach us a lesson, they do it via the body. So, for example, take the Jewish idea of forgiveness. Jews are very interested in forgiveness and how we should start anew and start afresh. They don't just deliver us sermons on this. They don't just give us books or words about it. They tell us to have a bath. So in Orthodox Jewish communities, every Friday you go to a mikveh. You immerse yourself in the water, and a physical action backs up a philosophical idea. We don't tend to do that. Our ideas are in one area, and our behavior with our bodies are another. Religions are fascinating in the way they try and combine the two. Let's look at art now. Now, art is something that in the secular world we think very highly of. We think art is really, really important. A lot of our surplus wealth goes towards museums, etc. We sometimes hear it said that museums are our new cathedrals or our new churches. You've heard that saying. Now, I think that the potential is there, but we've completely let ourselves down. And the reason we've let ourselves down is that we're not properly studying how religions handle art.